Karel Gott, you may be interested to learn that he sent a letter back in 1971 to Communist chief Gustav Husák. In the letter, he allegedly pleaded for more artistic freedom and asked, after staying too long in West Germany, to be able to come home. Rosie Johnston has the story.
Sotva dostal starokrav, tak jak to žádal dobrý mrav, on u každé se zastavil a slušně se jí představil. A já jsem Bůry a dnešním dnem výnosem ustanovem se tady pastevce.
It was with hits such as this throughout the 60s, 70s, 80s and 90s that Karel Gott established himself as the undisputed king of Czech pop. As his career progressed, Gott's fame extended beyond this country's borders, with the singer releasing a number of hits in German and touring extensively in both East and West Germany. It was on one such tour of West Germany in 1971 that Karel Gott and two of his songwriting team considered emigrating. The group had left Czechoslovakia in May to play a week's worth of concerts. By the end of July, they were still not back. The West German press was starting to speculate that Gott would ask for asylum, and according to reports, the Czechoslovak secret police were in a state of frenzy. On Tuesday, a letter bearing Karel Gott's signature and seeming to shed new light on the incident emerged. Dated July the 21st, 1971, it's addressed to the General Secretary of the Czechoslovak Communist Party, Gustav Husák. In it, Gott explains what drove him to leave Czechoslovakia and pleads to be able to come home. In the letter, Karel Gott points out that he towed the government line during the period of normalisation, playing concerts in the Soviet Union shortly after the Soviet-led invasion, opening himself up, he says, to charges of collaboration. But he complains he's still under immense pressure from ideologues and censors. It's no longer possible to create anything beautiful in such conditions, Gott laments, and asks Husák to give a guarantee that things will improve if he's allowed to come home. On Tuesday, Karel Gott admitted signing such a document, but did not say whether he was its author. According to the singer, he was then summoned by Husák to the Czechoslovak trade mission in Frankfurt.
Husák offered us a guarantee that nothing would happen to us, that there would be no sanctions, and he said that he wanted to go through all this back in Prague. So this letter preceded Gustav Husák's summons.
The letter, which comes from secret police files, does not necessarily reveal much new about Gott, who was famous for signing a pro-regime response to the human rights petition Charter 77, but it does show the extent of the surveillance and the pressure that even artists thought friendly to the regime found themselves under during the period.
And Rosie Johnston there on Karel Gott and a letter which has just emerged, which was sent back in the 1970s to the communist leader Gustav Husák. Well, I don't know why, but for some reason I kept thinking of Elvis there and the song Return to Sender.